On this day, September 28, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. This day in 1960 was the day when John F. Kennedy gave his first presidential candidacy speech, and the day of the first television debate between Kennedy and Richard Nixon in Chicago. In Canberra, it was the last day of a run at the Starlight Drive-In of Richard III, Laurence Olivier starring as well as directing his adaptation of William Shakespeare's history play about the scheming deformed king and his conquests. Ralph Richardson, Claire Bloom and John Gielgud were also prominently billed. Also in 1960, the Theatre Players, Canberra's only theatre in the round, presented Black Chiffon for a one-week run. Leslie Storm's psychological drama depicted a highly respected society woman who, on the eve of her son's wedding, steals a black chiffon nightdress from a swanky department store. The play premiered in 1949 at the Westminster Theatre in London's West End and ran for more than 400 performances, and then had an extended run in 1950 and 51 on Broadway. A radio play had been made of it in 1953, an American TV adaptation in 1954, and a British TV adaptation in 1959. But its more immediate predecessor, production in Australia, was a 1959 television adaptation by Melbourne's ABV2, at a time when TV dramas were rare on Australian television. The TV play's director was Christopher Muir, who later became head of drama at the ABC. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 29, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, the Civic Theatre was showing Oscar Wilde, Gregory Rathoff's new film about playwright Oscar Wilde, played by Robert Morley. It focused on Wilde's prosecution for homosexuality, which became public when Wilde brought a libel action against the father of his lover, Lord Alfred Douglas, played by John Neville. Robert Morley had made his name in theatre playing Wilde in a controversial 1936 play in London. A smash hit American production followed in 1938. Rathoff's 1960 film, which also starred Ralph Richardson, was one of two 1960 British films about Wilde's trials, which culminated in his 1895 imprisonment with hard labour for 2 years. That broke him and led to his death in 1900 at age 46. Rathoff's film was lower budget than the other, The Trials of Oscar Wilde, which starred Peter Finch as Wilde, and unlike Rathoff's film was in colour. Both films failed at the box office. Few cinema-goers cared, apparently, that Wilde had essentially been executed slowly. On this day in 1970, Canberra Rep began a 5-day run of A Day in the Death of Joe Egg, Peter Nichols' play about childhood developmental disabilities, billed as a horrifying, hilarious tragicomedy about a painful taboo subject treated with absolute truthfulness. The Rep's production was mounted by Alan Harvey, who also played the lead role. He managed and produced Rep productions from 1960 to 1964, then surveyed theatre practices overseas before returning to Australia to work with the Elizabethan Theatre Trust. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 30, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1970, Sophocles' tragedy King Oedipus, or Oedipus Rex, was staged at the Canberra Theatre for the second of two nights. Sir Tyrone Guthrie, a towering figure in English theatre, had directed the Sydney run of the production. It used John Lewin's adaptation of the ancient Greek play. For stagings in Canberra and three other Australian cities, Jean Wilhelm of the University of New South Wales School of Drama was in charge. In Guthrie's renowned epic style, Oedipus featured 80 oversized masks, 55 costumes, and platform shoes that elevated the principals. Guthrie insisted that actors use Australian accents. Those actors included Ron Haddrick, later recipient of the Actors' Equity Lifetime Achievement Award, who played Oedipus. His frequent theatrical colleague, the incomparable Ruth Cracknell, was Jocasta. James Condon, best known for TV roles in Number 96 and Neighbours, was Creon. In the role of the blind soothsayer Tiresias was Ronald Falk, whose career roles ranged from Macbeth to the voice of Dexter Jetster in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. Roger Cavell composed the music. He founded the music department at the University of New South Wales and was the principal music critic at the Sydney Morning Herald from 1960 through to the late 1990s. Critical response to the various Australian performances varied greatly. It was a momentous production of perhaps the greatest work of pessimism ever written, staged with sustained grace and beauty. Or, it was a dream that did not come to life. Or, a tragedy transmuted into something more like vaudeville comedy. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 1, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1930, YWCA pantomime staged Babes in the Wood at Albert Hall. It was an encore presentation. The first show a few days earlier had been so well received that YWCA pantomime was moved to repeat it by request. A certain Mrs. Gougeot produced, while Miss Eileen Tuvel of La Fontaine School of Dancing created the ballets, and the Ambassador's Orchestra provided the music. On this day in 1960, Canberrans were able to view for the first time a scale model of a proposed major revision of the city, the addition of the Canberra Lakes and Dam. Development Commissioner Mr. J.W. Overall announced that the model could be inspected at the Department of Works near the Kingston Railways line by the Government Printing Office. Engineers from the Department of Works had built the model, which was 90 feet long, about 27 metres, and accurate to within an eighth of an inch. That's about 3 centimetres in your newfangled metric measurements. The engineers had built it to determine current flows and flood levels of the Canberra Lakes, Lake Burley Griffin as it would become. The model permitted prediction of the height of any flood in the Molonglo Basin to within 3 feet, a little less than a metre. The model incorporated an existing mock-up, open to the public a year earlier, of the German-designed Woden Dam, inaugurated in 1964 as Scrivener Dam. It was named in honour of Charles Scrivener, who had surveyed sites around New South Wales to recommend in 1909 a location for the ACT in Canberra. Scrivener's contour map of the Molonglo Basin site for Canberra had been used as the basis for entries in the Canberra design competition that Walter Burley Griffin and his wife Marion had won in 1912. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 2, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1970, Canberra Rep began a 5-day run of A Day in the Death of Joe Egg, Peter Nichols' play about childhood developmental disabilities. Billed as a horrifying, hilarious tragicomedy about a painful, taboo subject treated with absolute truthfulness, the Rep's production was mounted by Alan Harvey, who also played the lead role. Interviewed about the production of Joe Egg, Harvey said, "The Rep is often criticised for doing plays not up to date. This is the first contemporary play we've done this year." Although, he added, the Rep had staged such works as T.S. Eliot's depiction of the assassination of Archbishop Thomas Becket, Murder in the Cathedral. Harvey said Joe Egg was particularly interesting because it is a realistic situation, but at times the actors turn and talk to the audience, review style. Alan Harvey managed and produced Rep productions from 1960 to 64. Then, on a scholarship, he surveyed theatre practices overseas, before returning to Australia to work with the Elizabethan Theatre Trust. The trust had been co-founded in 1954 by H.C. Nugget Coombs, before he became in 1960 governor of the Reserve Bank, and then served from 1968 to 1976 as Chancellor of the Australian National University, which he had helped to create in 1946. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region.